Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
To Christmas. It has been such a rough year. I truly do have much to be thankful for. My health is good. My family is healthy and doing great. And you, my listeners, are amazing and have sustained CSE Talk Radio of late. But the finances have been down and I can't seem to turn it all around. So, I wanted to sit on Santa's lap this year and ask Santa for some help, some encouragement, but my oh my, Santa has had his own stack of problems. You just won't believe all that our jolly elf has been going through. Well, if you listen to CSE Talk Radio regularly, you might understand perfectly. Bureaucracy seems to be no respecter of persons and certainly shows no respect for Christmas. Well, I did have a long and serious visit with Santa Claus, and he told me that this year might be his last. Santa told me that he is getting old, he is getting tired, and there are just too many obstacles to overcome. And, he says, it gets worse each year. I asked him how he got started in the first place, and Santa told me that he was developed from a real person, Saint Nicholas, who lived about 300 years after Christ. He was a bishop of Myra, an ancient town in Turkey. He was extremely kind and often went out at night taking presents to the needy. Children were so fond of St. Nicholas and his gifts that Dutch settlers brought the custom with them to what is now New York. English-speaking children tried to pronounce the Dutch name for Saint Stinter, but they said it quickly and it sounded like Santi, and then it went to Santa. For hundreds of years, Europeans had imagined St. Nicholas as a tall, thin, stately person. But Washington Irving created a new picture of him as a fellow wearing a broad-brimmed hat and huge breeches and smoking a long pipe. Irving's St. Nicholas rode over treetops in a wagon and dropped presents down chimneys. In 1822, Clement C. Moore wrote the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And Santa was pictured as a round and jolly figure with twinkling eyes, a nose like a cherry, and white beard. He was dressed all in fur and rode in a sleigh pulled by reindeer. It wasn't until 1866 that Harper's Weekly showed Santa Claus in his workshop with his record book of good and bad deeds of all children. And this, says Santa, is what's causing him to want to retire now. Santa told me that the American Civil Liberties Union had filed a discrimination suit against him, alleging that it is unconstitutional for him to look into a child's background to find out if the kid had been naughty or nice. For nearly 2,000 years, Santa said, he had been giving goodies and treats to good little boys and girls, and only a bundle of switches to these nasty little brats. Now, he says, a lousy bunch of do-gooders are trying to tell him that he must treat all kids the same. Santa says he's about had enough. And besides that, 2 years ago, an animal rights activist threw acid on his new fur-trimmed coat. Last year, a group of PETA members tried to keep him from harnessing his reindeer. Since then, he's had to keep two elves busy doing nothing but guarding the corral so the Animal Liberation Front doesn't free the reindeer. Speaking of elves, they want a 40-hour work week, hospital and dental care, And since OSHA visited the toy shop, about half the elves are claiming workman's compensation benefits. It's getting to the point. It just ain't worth it. Yep, says Santa, this just may well be my last. Oh, Santa, please say it isn't so. We need your kind and gentle and giving spirit. Twas the night before Christmas, and Santa's a wreck. How to live in a world that's politically correct.
My workers will no longer answer to elves. Vertically challenged, they're calling themselves.
And labor conditions at the North Pole were alleged by the union to stifle the soul. Four reindeer had vanished without much propriety, released to the wilds by the Humane Society.
And equal employment has made it quite clear that Santa had better not use just reindeer.
So Dancer and Donner, Comet and Cupid were replaced with pigs?
Oh, this just looks stupid. The runners have been removed from my sleigh. The ruts were turned dangerous by the EPA.
And people had started to call for the cops when they heard sled noises on their rooftops. Secondhand smoke from his pipe had his workers quite frightened. His fur-trimmed red suit was called unenlightened. And to show you the strangeness of life's ebbs and flows,
Rudolph is suing over unauthorized use of his nose? Oh, he's gone on Geraldo in front of the nation, demanding millions in overdue compensation.
So half of the reindeer were gone, and his wife, who suddenly said she'd enough of this life, joined a self-help group, packed and left in a whiz, demanding from now on her title was Ms. And as for the gifts, why, he'd never had a notion that making a choice could cause so much commotion.
Nothing of leather, nothing of fur.
Which meant nothing for him and nothing for her. Nothing that might be construed to pollute.
Nothing to aim, nothing to shoot.
Nothing that clamored or made lots of noise. Nothing for just girls or just for the boys. Nothing that claimed to be gender specific. Nothing that's warlike or non-pacific.
No candy or sweets. Why, they're bad for the tooth.
Nothing that seemed to embellish a truth. And fairy tales, while not yet forbidden, were like Ken and Barbie.
Ooh, better off hidden.
For they raised the hackles of those psychological who claimed the only good gift was one ecological.
No baseball, no football. Someone could get hurt.
Besides, playing sports exposed the kids to the dirt. Dolls were said to be sexist and should be passé, and Nintendo would rot your entire brain away. So Santa just stood there, disheveled, perplexed.
I just can't figure out what to do next.
He tried to be merry, he tried to be gay.
Oh, but you've got to be careful with that word today.
His sack was quite empty, oh, limp to the ground. Nothing fully acceptable was to be found. Something special was needed, a gift that he might give to all without angering the left or the right.
A gift that would satisfy, with no indecision, each group of people, every religion,
every ethnicity, every hue, everyone, everywhere, yes, even you.
So here is that gift, its price beyond worth. May you and your loved ones enjoy peace on earth.
Thank you.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Excited. We do have Santa here in the studio with us today. I have to tell you, Santa, I'm very excited to have you here with me today. It's been a long time since I've been able to talk to you in person. And we do. We welcome you here to CSC Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you.
I know my listeners are looking forward to your visit this year. Trees are trimmed. Lights have been hung. Cookies are being baked. And oh, yeah, the stockings are hung. I know they're ready and excited for your visit. I realize, too, that you don't have time to submit to personal interviews, Santa. So I want to thank you so much for your time here with me and my listeners on CSC Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann. It's always so nice to see you. And, let me say, nice job getting on the nice list this year.
Oh, thank you, Santa. Thank you. I am concerned, though. It really does upset me that you've had to suffer through the political correct jargon of today's society. You've been around a very long time. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Well, it does sadden me to see how misguided people have become when it comes to celebrating Christmas. It used to be wishing someone a Merry Christmas was an act of kindness. But over the past few years, well, it's become viewed as an insult rather than a gesture of goodwill. Santa continues to believe in the Christmas spirit, just as many of your listeners do as well.
We've been told in today's political arena that we all should be more and must think more globally. Yet there's nothing more global than you. After all, you magically travel all over the world every Christmas Eve. You visit all across the globe. How do you find the children in China or Russia or in the Middle East where there is so much conflict? And are you welcomed there?
Well, typically I'm guided in by a squadron of F-22 Raptors. I'm just kidding, Bethan. No, the Christmas spirit always keeps me safe in my travels. It's the same wonderful, loving power that allows me to know who's on my nice list and who's on my naughty list. If you truly believe, Santa will always find his way to you.
Well, bureaucracy has hit you and your industry hard, hasn't it, Santa?
Well, let's just say I miss the days when all the red tape was saved for wrapping presents.
Well, what would you say has been the most detrimental to you as you try to spread good cheer throughout the world?
Well, it's most difficult when someone just doesn't trust that good feeling that stirs in their heart. You may have been hurt or probably have been disappointed in your life, but love really does conquer all. The whole meaning behind Christmas is receiving the free gift of salvation from Jesus. It's hard for some people to accept and trust something so wonderful. But if you can learn to trust, you can learn to love. And if you can do that, you can learn to have joy.
Since you are truly the most global and worldly person that I know, I mean, you've seen it all, Santa. What is your belief regarding global warming? I think we get it.
Global warming! Sorry. Give me a minute, Bethan.
I think perhaps that fursuit you've got tells us a lot.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Bethan. That was good. That was a good one.
You're welcome, Santa.
Global warming.
We're in a day and age, though, in the USA, when so many are offended by misconstrued words or large egos and narrow shoulders, while you try to sort out the naughty and nice, what do you do with all those you find themselves hiding and crying in their safe spaces?
Safe space? You know, to me, a safe space is not walking directly behind the reindeer. Rudolph has quite a kick to him. All of these labels seem quite silly to Santa. Did you know I actually had a group demand I change the naughty on my naughty and nice list to, see, what was it? Oh, yes, good deed challenged. I mean, they actually wanted the kids on the nice list to contribute half of their gifts to them so they didn't feel bad.
Well, I'm confused about the naughty gifts. Do you leave switches or lumps of coal?
Well, Bethan, despite an outcry from the environmentalist, Santa still leaves coal to the children on his naughty list. There is a reason Santa leaves a brick of coal with enough time and a little bit of pressure. That coal has the opportunity to become a diamond, just like each child. Santa loves all children, even the ones on the naughty list. But Santa, like the children's parents, have to teach that child to be accountable for their actions. And the only way to do that is with consequences. Come to think of it, it's a pretty good lesson for some adults I can think of, too.
Oh, I imagine so. I've always been curious, Santa. Do you run out of coal when you're flying over D.C.?
Well, let's just say they could fire up one heck of a barbecue if they wanted to, Bethan.
Well, I wouldn't be a good talk show host, Santa, if I didn't at least ask you, are you registered as a Democrat or as a Republican? After all, you do wear red very well.
Well, thank you, Bethan, but technically I'm a citizen of the North Pole. And from what I've seen over the past few years anyway, those political definitions are meaning less and less over the years, but if Santa had to choose, it would be an easy choice if only for one very special reason. Santa loves all children, both the born and unborn.
Santa, I just read recently where different school districts across the United States have banned you because you are a symbol of religion and Christmas. What do you have to say about that? Does it bother you to be banned?
It does make Santa sad when adults rob the true meaning of Christmas from children for, let's say, their own personal reasons or even agenda. The undeniable fact is, there is no Christmas without Christ. He is the very reason I exist. And whether or not someone chooses to believe in Santa Claus, there is a very real loss in a person's soul if they choose not to believe in Jesus. Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are Christmas. It doesn't matter if someone tries to change that. It is an undeniable truth.
Santa, I have always believed in you. There are those who look down on us for such belief in a man who can travel the globe in one night, granting wishes and bearing gifts. What do you say to those who make fun of us children who believe in you?
Oh, believing in someone or something with all of your heart is a beautiful thing. Santa finds that many of the people who criticize others the most are actually the ones hurting the most. So, for all of you children and even adults out there, if you believe, believe with all your heart. And for those who criticize you for your belief, pray for them. Pray their hearts find the truth, peace, and joy of finding Christ. That, Bethann, is the true spirit of Christmas.
One last question, Santa. You always ask others what they want for Christmas. I want to ask you, what do you want for Christmas, Santa?
Well, let Santa think a moment. First off, Bethann, let me say thank you. To have the heart to ask someone what they would like when it's so easy to be excited for your own wants is a very, very special thing in a very special person. If Santa could have one gift, it would be to see hope in the children's eyes. And let me say this to the sweet children of the world. Your future is an open sea of possibility. You are each other's brothers and sisters. Believe in yourselves. Believe in each other. Believe in the God that made you and loves you. If you do that, hope and joy will just be a part of who you are.
Oh, Santa, thank you so much for being with me today. We love and appreciate the spirit you convey to the world at Christmas. It truly is better to give than to receive. And thank you, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Bethann, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Yeah, but it's only 10 a.m. Santa? Santa? Holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party sack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. There are many things that we consider during the Christmas season. We think about family and decorating, giving, buying, food, parties, gatherings, parades, the colors red and green, candlelight vigils, church services, nativity scenes, choir cantatas, children's programs, costumes, sparkling dresses, silver bells, tinsel, wrapping, baking. The list goes on and on. The season that is to bring peace seems to bring chaos. Humankind has a way of turning things backwards. We begin fretting over the mentioned list and lost the true meaning of the season, the Savior, the gift from God. I heard a song once that touched me. The words are simple, and if you've ever found yourself in the chaos of the season, these words might mean a great deal to you. Move me closer to the child. So the story of the song goes like this. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and my only desire was peace among kids and to rest by the fire. I just settled down in my favorite chair when I heard a small voice and a cry of despair. As I stared at the hearth, I saw a strange sight. Our nativity scene in the flickering light seemed almost alive, and oh, could this be? One lonely shepherd was calling to me. Move me closer. Move me closer. Move me closer to the child. Let me see him. Oh, let me hold his hand. Move me closer to the child. As you can well imagine, I was a bit surprised. So with a shake of my head and a rub of my eyes, I took another look. And what did I see? Without a doubt, that little shepherd, he was looking right at me. It seemed in the hustle and bustle of things, in the wrappings of gifts and the buildings of swings, in assembling his scene, I'd been a bit hurried, and understandably so. He was a little worried. The shepherd kept calling out this prayer. Move me closer. Move me closer. Move me closer to the child. Let me see him. Oh, let me hold his hand. Move me closer to the child. You see, candy canes and holly trim didn't mean a thing to him if they kept him from his post beside the child he loved the most. So as strange as I know it must seem, whether it was or wasn't a dream, I placed him back where he belonged, and he sang again his simple song. And now when we at Christmas share, we sing his song, A Shepherd's Prayer. Closer to the child. Let me see him. Let me hold his hand. Move me closer to the child. Yes. Move me closer to the child. I learned this all too well December 16th, 1983. Christmas was on our minds, on my mind, as I finished the last of my Christmas shopping. I had my four-year-old son with me. I visited my doc that day as I was 8 months pregnant with another boy child. The details I've shared before with you, it was a time in my life, life-changing tragedy. The chaos suddenly became very insignificant. As I drove home that day, there was not a home. Our house, our home, all our possessions were destroyed in a fire. I learned that day how unimportant presents were and how very important his presence was. We were broken, but determined to pick our lives back up and move forward. Tragedy suddenly moved us away from the worldly side of Christmas and very close to the child, the Savior of the world, the gift to all mankind. Is the manger in view from where you are? Or have you allowed circumstances, situations, individuals, discouragements, accomplishments, successes, failures to cloud your view of the Christ child? Where are you in relation to the manger? What does the manger mean to you? My prayer is that this year we will allow all our experiences, good and bad, to move each of us closer to the manger, that we may get a full glimpse of what the Christ child did for the world, for me, for you, over 2,000 years ago. One would love to think as adults we do grasp the true meaning of Christmas and the significance of that manger. that this was the beginning of the story of our Savior and God's promise to redeem His people. Nearly all, at least in America, love to get the Christmas holiday vacations and possibly bonuses, yet many complain that it's not politically correct. And that we would not show displays or practice our faith in public, which is completely the opposite of our First Amendment. Our First Amendment reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. To veer a little to the political side, the phrase separation of church and state was never intended to erase the church from the state, but keep the state out of the church. However, changing the name to holiday, to me is comical, for it originally meant holy days. And changing the term Christmas vacation to winter break is insignificant as well. You can change the language, you can bend the meaning, but you cannot and will not ever remove Christ from Christmas. Regardless of what the world tries to convince us or restrict us, always keep Christ, the Savior of the world, first in your heart, and always teach the children of the true meaning of Christmas. We rejoice, for a Savior is born, and He will save, redeem the world. This old song is an easy way to teach the story to the children and the grandchildren, or the great-grandchildren. When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mother sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer. I means Israel. S is for the star that shone so bright. T is for three wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger where He laid. A is for all He stands for. S means shepherds came. And that's why there's a Christmas day. And that's why there's a Christmas day. That was sung by Eddie Arnold, and the lyrics were by Jenny Lou Carson back in 1949. We cannot rely on the world. We cannot rely on a government. We cannot rely on a public school system to teach the children what they should know. It is up to us. So this Christmas, be a bit sentimental. Share your favorite Christmas story. And before you sit down to feast, or before you open the gifts, read the Christmas story from Luke 2, 1 through 15 or 1 through 20, and make this your tradition, and the children will grow in the knowledge and in the love of Him, Jesus Christ, the Child. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists. and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Christmas Child. Turn your eyes this Christmas to the child who was born. He came unto the earth only to find sorrow and scorn. He knew we needed a Savior to set us free from sin. No other way to redemption but to open our hearts to Him. Remember this Christmas season. Material things cannot satisfy. They are but temporary. They disappear and die. But the love of our Savior, a gift that lives eternally, He is that brightest star which shines upon the tree. And that poem was by Mary E. Carpeo. Picking up where we left off in our last segment, let's start that family Christmas tradition now, right here on CSC Talk Radio. The story of the birth of Jesus, as revealed to us in Luke 2, 1 through 20. Days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made with Cyrenius, governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Oh, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What a great promise from an awesome, caring, loving, and forgiving God. Remember, too, that the Christmas story was the beginning of our redemption. Galatians 4:4-7 says, But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Christmas can be a wonderful time for family, to share and to worship. But there are many in this world who are not able to enjoy this season. For whatever reason, they are alone or they feel alone. Do as Christ would do. He reached down to us. We should reach out to others, show his love, and show his kindness. Matthew 25:31-46. When the God of man comes in his glory and all the angels are with him, he will sit on the glorious throne. All the nations will be assembled in front of him, and he will call them out one from another. Like a shepherd separates sheep from goats. He will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who have been blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Because I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will say unto him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you something to eat, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and welcome you, or see you naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? The king will answer them, I tell all of you with certainty, since you did it for one of the least important of these my brothers of mine, you did it for me. It is only when we all come together in one accord, as the Lord has shown us, share His love, His mercy, His kindness, and His forgiving nature. Only then will we have peace in our own hearts and on earth. Merry Christmas to all.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.